The Massachusetts Republican Party says that when the state settled in a lawsuit brought on by a political advocacy group, that it was part of an insider move to strengthen support for Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren. Tim Buckley of the Mass GOP.
Anytime you have the use of taxpayer dollars to benefit someone's campaign, it certainly raises a lot of red flags. And it certainly looks like a typical Beacon Hill power move used to benefit one of their own, Elizabeth Warren.
The controversy began when group Demos sued the Commonwealth, saying that it had been in violation of federal election laws, which state that states must take steps to ensure welfare recipients' opportunity to register to vote. A preliminary injunction hearing was scheduled in federal court, but Massachusetts settled out of court quickly and used $276,000 in public funds to mail voter registration forms to welfare recipients across the state. Massachusetts Republicans, including incumbent Senator Scott Brown, are crying foul, saying that the plan was made to benefit Elizabeth Warren. They are quick to highlight that Warren's daughter, Amelia Warren Tyagi, serves as chairwoman of Demos' Board of Trustees. Demos has dismissed the accusations. Vice President for Legal Strategies of Demos, Brenda Wright.
Yeah, that accusation is completely without any basis. In fact, we've made that very clear in the information that we've put out about this case.
Brenda Wright continues.
Our board members have no involvement whatsoever in deciding what states we pursue in this for this particular kind of violation. They don't get involved in any way in the timing of the lawsuit, and our board chair had no involvement whatsoever in our lawsuit against Massachusetts. It's just one of a similar number of lawsuits that we've brought in many states across the country.
Since 2006, Demos says that they have brought similar lawsuits in other states, including Ohio, Missouri, New Mexico, Indiana, and Georgia. The Massachusetts Republicans say it's all politics. Tim Buckley again.
It's really not surprising that the political machine here in Boston is appearing to pull out all the stops for Elizabeth Warren. You know, Professor Warren can use all the help she can get.
Brenda Wright of Demos says that the real issue is the lack of voter registration in states across the country.
We have so many people who are eligible to vote who are not yet registered. And states like Massachusetts really need to comply with the provisions of federal law that promote voter registration. And we think that we ought to just continue our mission of making sure that voter registration is as widespread as it possibly can be.
And on his website, Senator Scott Brown is now asking Elizabeth Warren that she pay for the mailings herself, reimbursing the Commonwealth. Brown says, quote, Warren has more than $13 million in her campaign account, and if she wants to mail every welfare recipient a voter registration form, she should do it at her own expense, not taxpayers, unquote. Officials from Warren's campaign continue to dismiss the accusations. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.